At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hour number two on a TV theme song Thursday. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, and we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob Parker and Rob G. Rob Guerra, for people who don't know.
That's right.
But we only call you Rob G. At least I do. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. And Rob G, hopefully Chris Broussard will be back tomorrow. We do not
I
know
hope
at
so.
This point. Yes.
Yeah.
So taking care of some stuff in business, but hopefully we will get Chris back. Let's talk, Rob G, about Brittany Griner is free.
Yes.
And she's President Biden got her out, made a swap. I want you to give me some details first, and then we'll talk about Micah Parsons, who said some stuff that
he had to walk back.
Yeah, he had to walk back that people did not like.
So Brittany Griner, as everyone knows, was arrested in Russia for having cannabis oil in her luggage, which is a crime there. And again, because tensions are high between the United States and Russia due to the whole war with Ukraine.
Absolutely. Like, you got to know the temperature.
Yeah. So they detained her, and they were heavy-handed, to say the least, with her. So there's been an ongoing negotiation between the U.S. and Russia for months now to try to get her back home. You have guys like LeBron James, Steph Curry, pick your favorite athlete has all put out a free BG tweet or a statement at some point.
Right.
Well, earlier on Thursday, President Biden revealed that they did make a swap, as you mentioned. They traded, this sounds funny to say, they traded one prisoner for another. Brittany Griner coming back home to the United States.
For a bad guy.
For a noted arms dealer. Let me get his name correctly. I think it's Victor Bout. They call him, let me get this straight, because I know it's one of the most menacing nicknames I've ever heard. The Merchant of Death. Okay, he is a convicted war criminal. But they made the trade. She is, as far as we know, either en route or already here on U.S. soil. And that is the background on the whole situation.
Right. And, you know, people had different reactions, like, because they're giving up a bad guy. But sometimes right. You have no choice, and that's what they hold out for. You know what I mean? Russia looked at her as a pawn that they
yes.
could utilize, and they had a right to detain her because she had the
yes.
oil
she did
in her bag.
A crime. Right.
She committed a
yes.
crime. Let's not paint it like they just stopped her for no
right.
reason.
Just because we don't think it's a big deal here doesn't mean it's not a big deal over there.
And when you're and you know, Rob G, I've been everywhere, all over the world. Mm-hmm. You got to follow their rules.
Yes.
It's not the United States. It's not
correct.
The same thing. So you can't be doing anything crazy and putting yourself in harm's way.
Right.
Where you might have to go through their legal system. You don't know the language.
Exactly.
You don't know their law. It is very, very difficult.
That is one thing that I've told people, especially people who are always, you know, they have issues with the country. This country's not perfect, obviously.
No.
Especially as a minority. You're a minority. You understand what I'm talking about. But I will say, if you are abroad and anything pops off, anything is unsavory, anything, you're in kind of legal issues, I promise you the first thing you're going to say is, I'm an American.
Right.
Because you're like, hey, in America, this isn't that big of a deal.
You can't do this to me.
Yeah,
no,
I'm an American.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yes, it's
you remember that
different.
Guy during, I think it was when Clinton was president, and he got caned in Singapore. You remember he graffitied.
Uh-huh.
How do you go to a foreign country and graffiti
you're
stuff?
An idiot.
And they caned him. And I think it was Clinton who was president.
Wow.
Couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like public caning is
right.
is the punishment.
Exactly.
So that happened. But the big story was that Cowboys, he is like a stud, defensive stud.
Micah Parsons
tweeted out some stuff that people really pushed back on. And as you said, had to walk back. You got the tweet?
Yeah. So the background of it is, the Biden administration was trying to negotiate a 2-for-1 swap. It was going to be Brittany Griner and retired Marine Paul Whelan, who has been detained in Russia on espionage charges.
Right.
He's a spy.
Now,
right?
See that? Not, right, right.
So that's what he was doing. So here's what Micah Parsons said first. Wait, nah, we left the Marine? Hell nah. Now, obviously, a lot of people are sports fans. You know Micah Parsons. They're very upset, and they start get into his DMs and tweeting at him like, you know, Brittany Griner's home. You should be happy about it. Why are you saying something like this? So he apologized in a series of tweets. This was a full statement after the fact. My last tweet was no shot at Brittany Griner. I'm super happy she's back home, as she should be. I just have family who has served, and it's crazy to me the president wouldn't bring him home too. I'm the furthest thing from a Trump supporter, but I'm not a fan of Biden either. Also, I just spoke to some people that I respect and trust. I should have been more educated on the topic and not tweeted out of emotion for my family and others who have served. For that, I apologize. Also, if what I'm told about the attempts to bring retired Marine Paul Whelan home are true, then the best outcome was accomplished. I pray Mr. Whelan comes home, but I'm extremely happy for Brittany and her family. I am not too prideful to admit when I've made a mistake.
And he made a mistake. Rob G, he made a mistake. I understand his sentiment mm-hmm. about that as my brother and dad are in the military as
right.
well. I get that. It's a very people who give up their freedom and their lives, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
for fight for this country. It's a big deal. We don't treat our veterans nearly as well
no.
as we should.
It's
okay?
disgusting.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's misguided from the standpoint that it's not an either or. Like, you're happy that they were able to get Brittany out of there, but that doesn't mean that they're not working to get him out.
Right.
And it just came off as it was negative, as if, Basketball player, screw her, leave her there and bring the Marine home.
Right.
And that, I think, is what rubbed people the wrong way. He might not have meant, but that's what it sounded like. Hell nah, what?
Right.
You know what
All
I mean?
Caps.
Like she got home, you know, like, and it's a more delicate thing because he was caught. You talk about oil, cannabis oil, and espionage.
Right, right.
It ain't the same thing.
It's not the same.
And they gave up a lot to even get her, because the guy that they had to give up is a bad dude, man. I mean, but you thought he had a point?
I do. And everything that you said, I think is accurate, and I agree with you. And this is not me arguing with you. It's just a discussion.
Right, right. We're having a discussion.
Right. So I agree with the overall sentiment of what Micah Parsons said, because this is not a fair trade for sports people to take into consideration, right? You have a basketball player who got traded for a war criminal, okay? I understand the public pressure on social media from celebrities, from athletes, the free BG movement
was
a big deal. And I believe I believe that the Biden administration believed that it would be a good PR move for them to take a lesser deal. That's basically, this is what it is, Rob. Even you can admit that a war criminal, the merchant of death, you know, you don't get that nickname by accident. Being swapped for a basketball player is not apples to apples. And it felt like the U.S. government was operating from a position of weakness. They understood they didn't have any leverage in this situation. And the public pressure was so great that they felt it was the move they had to make. Because if I was them, I understand I want her back home. That's not to be confused at all. But if the deal is the only way you're going to get her back is to release a war criminal, then I'm not making the deal. I have to think about the rest of humanity, not just one person.
I get that, but in situations like this, under normal circumstances, you're right.
Okay.
I don't disagree with that. But sometimes you're not dealing with, I'll give you two apples for a banana, okay?
Right. I'll give you this Mike Trout rookie card.
You know what I mean?
For your Matt Kemp.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It doesn't always work out that way. But sometimes you have to bend, like they got in a situation where it would be bad if they can't do anything for her because of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
It's so minor. You know what I mean? Like
it
put them in a really bad spot.
Right.
And sometimes you have to do stuff that you don't really want. You don't want to have to give that guy. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. But you can't have her in a Russian prison for the next 25 years. That you also can't do. And if there's a way of making it happen, it doesn't mean that they've stopped for the other guy,
sure.
Marine, or that it's not possible that, you know, you do this one, you owe us one. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like the other one. And so that the next time you go back, remember what we did here. Like, so that could ease things for another potential.
Do you think, I mean, we don't know world politics,
no,
right?
No, I'm not sitting here.
They're in a war right now.
No, I get it.
We're not exactly simpatico at the moment.
No, and it was made really because once they realized who they had, they knew that that PR-wise from the United States is not a good look. It's
right.
just not. I don't care who's the president. You know, you sit here and say, Biden or whatever.
Right.
I don't care who is president. It wouldn't be a good look.
Yeah, they had us over a barrel in
they
this
did.
Situation.
It could have been the same thing. Let's say LeBron was over there and he had some oil
It would
in
have been
bag.
Even worse.
It would have been, right?
Because they have even more leverage with a guy like
it
that.
It would have been, we had to let go probably 10 prisoners.
Yeah, exactly.
For real.
Right, right.
You didn't even let LeBron for one?
No.
No. I'm telling you, it would be worse. So I just think it just came off as insecure. I mean,
insensitive.
And rightfully so, some people probably pulled him aside, right, or called him or texted him, Rob G, and said, dude,
yeah,
don't pit the prisoners against
right,
each other.
Because I think the way that he phrased it, especially in the beginning of the hell nah thing, it was almost as if like, well, she shouldn't be back home.
Right.
And that's not, I don't think, that's not what I'm trying to say. That's not what he's trying to say. Obviously, you want her back home.
Anytime you could get somebody out of a foreign prison.
Right.
You know, and you're the United States, you want to do it
sure.
if you can.
It just, to me, in my opinion, it felt like a PR gain at the expense of the rest of society.
And I'll say this, it's going to be positive PR. I'm not even going to sit here sure. and say that. It wasn't like they did this. She'd been in prison for almost a year, right? Is it 9 months?
9 months, yep.
Okay, almost a year. So it wasn't like, oh, the minute she got detained, they turned over the what's his name of death?
The Merchant of Death.
Merchant of, it ain't like they did it overnight.
Right.
Okay, like there was, it's been 9 months, almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, trust me, they probably went through a lot to determine, are we going to really do this? And there was pressure from people in high places.
Yeah, I mean, you already have the DEA agent who helped make the Victor Bout arrest, you know, saying on record, quote, we couldn't even get two people for the world's most notorious weapons trafficker. So they're already upset about it.
Of course. And I'm sure they would love if they could have got two for this guy.
Right.
But she's a celebrity.
Right.
And she's somebody people know.
And more important.
Do you know, like the Marine, and it's no disrespect.
Right.
Nobody knows who he
exactly.
is except for his family.
Right.
Am I right?
No, you're totally right. Absolutely. And that's unfortunate, but that is true.
But that's just how it is. And people know who Brittany Griner is.
And more importantly, there's other more famous people who have been vocal about getting her back for months.
Right. All right, we want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox. Was Micah Parsons out of bounds for his tweet about Brittany Griner? We'll continue this conversation with you. It is The Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker and Rob G. M. for Chris Broussard. Right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
If you want to hear about a great way to get tires in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
It is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob G filling in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here. We're coming to you, and we want to welcome you to the Fox Sports Radio studio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on the Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, biggreenegg.com. 877-99 on Fox. Talking about Micah Parsons and his comments about Brittany Griner whether or not he was out of bounds on Brittany being released from Russia. 877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's get to it. Get it started with Sean in Florida. Sean, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Sean?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm also good. A veteran, and I got to say, this was a horrible trade, and this is nothing against Brittany Griner. But if they weren't going to give up the Marine as well, then they should have said no deal. Here's why. You can go look online, and this Victor Bout, he is quoted in many occasions as saying he lived to sell weapons and see as many Americans killed as possible. And we just handed this guy over to them for basically, I'm not saying it wasn't, you know, it's good that she's home, but if they weren't going to give up him, they should have found another way to get her out. This is horrible. They just released a guy that basically said his mission in life is to sell weapons and see as many Americans killed as possible.
Sean, Sean, thank you. Thanks for the call. We get it.
All right, brother.
We know he's a bad guy. We know he's a bad guy. And he had they had leverage.
Yes.
And it's a bad scene. What was it? You were talking about the brother.
Yeah,
the
Whelan family, his brother David, put out a statement. It was a long statement. But one thing he said, as I'm reading a quote, the Biden administration made the right decision to bring Ms. Griner home and to make the deal that was possible rather than waiting for one that was not going to happen.
There you go. That's the reason.
He's a better man than me because I couldn't be
that's a tough thing, but he understands getting somebody home is important. And in that Thursday night football game, the Raiders were driving. Did this drive just stall?
No, they're third down coming up, and it's about 5 minutes into the first quarter. We still don't know who's going to start for the Rams.
Yeah, we don't know, not yet at least. Tony in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Tony?
Yeah. Hello. Yes, sir. No, I kind of agree with the last caller. I mean, I understand that they wanted to bring her home, but I mean, this also has to do a lot with politics in the 2024 election. I mean, you know, it has to do with the LGBTQ, you know, and that's part of the reason, too, that they had a lot of pull with Biden to bring her home. But they could have stalled a little longer to see if they could
Tony,
get the
Tony, it's
home.
Been 9 months. My only thing is,
if hold on. I mean, it's not like she didn't commit a crime. I mean, she had a substance that you weren't supposed to take to Russia.
Okay,
I mean,
but
it's
Tony,
not like she's innocent.
Tony, we're not saying did we not bring up that she committed a crime?
We did.
We're not making a. She made
the first thing that we said.
She committed a crime. That's why they stopped her. They didn't stop her just out of happenstance or because they wanted to. Or they said, "Oh, we could get so and so for." She committed a crime there.
Yep.
She pleaded guilty. Nobody's trying to make an excuse, but that doesn't mean that if that they would be able to get the Marine out under any circumstance. It's espionage.
You're right. All right. We got time for one more, Rob Parker. Alvis is in Alabama. Alvis, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, man?
What's going on, Rob and Rob? Hey, listen, man.
What's up, buddy?
I would say that it was a bad look for Micah Parsons, certainly the way he worded it.
Yes.
But yes, I would agree
the deal
with that.
Is, and also, I should have actually started with the fact that this dude's name is pronounced Boot.
Okay? Boot. So, thank you.
Anyway,
appreciate
thank
that.
You. Thank you.
They are. They were never ever going to give us the Marine, Mr. Whelan. That was a non-starter. It was off the table. It was never going to happen. So your only play here is either what they did or what your first caller said, which is walk away.
Right.
Thank
no,
you.
You're probably right, Elvis. And they know.
Mm-hmm.
They know better than us. They know if they can get a deal. That was quick. Do we have time to squeeze one more?
We got time very quickly. Dave is in California. Dave, what's up? You're on the iCouple. What you got?
Oh, what's up, guys? Crazy I got through this. First time I ever called.
Thank you, buddy. Go ahead.
That's insane. So, yeah. Well, what I want to bring up is the teacher. There's another teacher there that's been there 11 months because they had a half ounce of medical marijuana.
Right.
He had a prescription. Why couldn't he get them both of them back? I mean, he's no Marine. They should have tried for him, you know. Two, both of them.
Oh, Dave, we get it. There are other people who are in prison there,
there's
too.
There's a lot more.
There's a lot more. And God knows we wish that they could bring everybody home at some point. But it's, as you said, Rob G., the war with Russia and the Ukraine and the United States stance against Russia.
She's a public figure
and
who
she's
has
a public,
other public figures who were vouching for her to come home.
Right.
Yeah.
It's definitely different than a teacher who nobody knows. And I'm not trying to be... But it's
true.
Just,
it sucks, but it's true. Yep, you're right.
All right, appreciate it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker, Rob G, in for Chris Broussard. And who's the quarterback? Can you see?
John Wolford in at quarterback. The suspense is over.
It's over. So Wolford, I guess, is okay, and they're not going to rush Baker in there. All right. So there you go. Now let's welcome in our guy, Eddie House, who's a Raiders fan, of course, grew up in the Bay Area, NBA champ, and a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. And Eddie, welcome to the Odd Couple. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing this evening?
What's up, Eddie?
Great. Your Raiders, man.
What up, Rob?
They're starting to get it together, huh? Rob G's in for Chris tonight.
You know what?
the Raiders is like a toxic relationship. You know, you should sometimes abandon them. You want to leave them, but then they start doing something to make you start loving them again. So it's up and down with them, man.
Yeah, me and Eddie, actually, we talk all the time. We talked yesterday because we have a little ongoing back and forth about Derek Carr. And finally, Eddie.
Who's a Derek Carr guy?
I like Derek Carr. Eddie doesn't like Derek Carr. But Eddie finally came around and said, look, if we can run the ball like this, then Derek Carr is just fine.
Hey, but what I didn't come around. What I said was we're a running football team. If we run the football, it takes less off of his plate, and he could be a game manager. He's a better Jimmy G.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'll take it.
Okay. There we go. All right. Let's talk, Eddie. Last night we had the Celtics and the Suns, and, man, those Celtics are something else. What did you take from that that game?
Hey, I don't know if the Suns is still able to sit down that ass whooping they took yesterday.
Wow.
They really, really, really took it to them. Now, I'll tell you about the Celtics, though. In all honesty, I think they're just they're a team that's on a mission. When you look at their two stars, those guys got extremely better, like head and shoulders better than where they were last year. And I'm talking about physically. I'm talking about their game, everything about it, their leadership. Them wanting to be two-way players. I go to a quote that Jaylen Brown said. They asked, are you the best duo in basketball, which I believe they are the best duo in the NBA right now. And he was asked that, and he said, we're the best two-way duo, which lets me know that both of those guys are digging in on the defensive side, and just forget how gifted they are offensively. They're really locking in defensively, and what that does is bleed into the rest of the team, and everybody's following suit. There's not a guy out there that doesn't want to guard one-on-one or can't guard one-on-one. Great team defense, and then they move the ball and they share the ball. Everybody's unselfish.
One follow-up on that. Why? I don't understand. Like, if they asked me that question, I'd say, that's for you guys to decide. That's not for me.
That's why you asking the questions and not playing.
Right, but I'm just saying, I'm not the only one, though. I'm just saying, like, I don't have to, like if they ask me a question, like, are you the MVP, or are you this, or are you that, or are you the best player in the league, or are you the best player on the planet? Well, I never heard Michael Jordan say that. I covered him. I never heard him have to tell you that he was the best or that he was the greatest. You shouldn't have to say that.
Rob. Everybody knew Mike was the best in grass. Why you didn't ask the question? What are you talking about?
No,
they asked, were they the best duo? Not were you the best player, the MVP? They said, are you guys the best duo? And he pushed that one to his side. Think about the answer he gave. He said, I would say we're the best two-way duo, which means we get it down on both sides of the court.
No.
I think we're the best at that right there. I'm taking that. I'm taking that over just saying, yeah, I think we're the best duo with nothing to come back. He's saying we're the best duo because we're the best defensive, we're best two-way duo.
My point is, if you ask a player, normally they're always going to say that they're great even if they aren't. I mean, that's the nature of being a superior athlete and making it to that level. You always think you're great. So, I mean, I don't think that's for you to answer. That's for other people to write about or talk about. That's just me.
All right, well,
but Rob, if you're telling the truth, it's okay. If you are saying something that's truthful, you answering it truthfully. Now, if they asked him, is he the MVP, leading candidate for MVP, and he said yes, then that's delusional because we know that he's not the leading candidate. Right? But if you ask him, are they the
best
duo?
In his mind, he might say that he thinks that he is.
He wouldn't answer it that way. I love the answer that he gave because he is basically saying that we get after it on the defensive end. Don't just look at our offensive numbers. Guys, kind of dive into what we do defensively as well and our leadership.
Well, sticking with those Boston Celtics, a lot of people expected them to get off the gate slowly, not just because they had the deep run of the finals, but because of all the controversy surrounding Ime Udoka. They got a new coach in there, and instead, they have what is statistically the best offense in NBA history through the first quarter bowl of the season. How much of that is the new coach, Joe Mazzulla, and his influence, and how much of it is just, hey, that roster is loaded and has been loaded, so they're just going to keep on trucking either way?
It's a mix of that. It's a combination of that. I think Joe understood the task at hand was, don't get in the way. Why am I going to try to recreate the wheel? They already were a phenomenal basketball team last year going to the finals. He was a part of that staff. The players trust him. He trusts the players. He has an open door policy where anybody can come in and talk. They understand their roles. They believe in their roles. And to me, the biggest part of that was him understanding he's going to go through his up and downs, right? Timeout management, things like that. But when it comes to out on the court, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown just stepped up to another level. Everybody else did. I say Al Horford got better. I say Jason and Jaylen got better. Marcus got better. He's not turning the ball over like he was last year. Neither is Jaylen Brown. We know that Tatum is playing at an MVP level. And we're talking about all this, right, and don't even have Rob Williams. When Rob Williams comes back, it's going to be a total different team. Not totally different team where it's going to change anything. You're just adding the cherry on the sundae, you know, the icing on the cake. That's all it's going to be when he gets back, because he just brings so much different, especially defensively, where you could look a few games and watch it, you'd be like, man, that's the one thing that they're missing is kind of like a real rim protector, a guy that's down there on the block, a real guy that puts pressure on the rim offensively through the pick and roll action, a five that can switch two through five. That's the one thing, if you really want to nitpick the league, that's probably one thing that you can nitpick at. Say that right there is the one thing that they really don't have. Well, it's coming.
All right, our guest is Eddie House, of course, NBA champ, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Have the Nets, I know they're still waiting for Ben Simmons to come back, and I guess he's going to be back against the Hawks in their next game, but they've righted the ship since they fired Steve Nash. What's happened with the Nets?
I don't know if they righted the ship, because I know they came Boston just went out there earlier this weekend and smacked them too. So I don't think they really righted the ship. I think they playing some bad teams, and they got it done. They do what they're supposed to do. I think they're really gifted. They're soft in the middle. And I'm not talking about soft like a man or anything like that. I'm talking about their defense. They have no rim protector. They are last in three-point field goal percentage defense. So if you're soft in the paint and you're giving up threes, that's a recipe for disaster. I don't care what kind of offense you're putting up. At some point, you got to get stopped. And that's the problem with the Brooklyn Nets. They just can't get stops when they need to. And it's been their problem all season long, especially when they play against those teams that have dogs and those teams that are contenders. That's why I think they're a good team. They'll make the playoffs. They could possibly, depending on seeding, they could possibly win a playoff series. But as far as being real championship contenders, nah.
Eddie, last one for me. Only got about a minute left. I know you saw what was going on with Trae Young and that whole controversy with him and head coach Nate McMillan. Just your thoughts on the incident itself and Trae Young's response afterwards saying he wish it would have stayed private.
Well, he's right about that. It should be something that stays private, but nothing stays private nowadays, right? We see what happened with the Draymond situation and Jordan Poole. Everything seems to leak somehow. Everybody wants to be the first one to report it or the first one to get it out for whatever reason. Nothing really stays in-house anymore, but he's right with that. But I think where he was wrong was if you come show some support for your teammates. If you got to get treatment, go get your treatment. It's one or the other. I've seen too many guys show up with injuries that went through the walkthrough or was there early getting treatment and went through the walkthrough, or they were getting treatment while the walkthrough was going on knowing that they weren't going to play. So it's ways to handle things, and I think on both sides they both could have handled it different. But definitely don't need that to be leaking out. Everything needs to stay in-house because it just causes a rift, and there's already been some kind of confusion over there. They're like, is it Trey's team? Is it DeJounte Murray's team? They've been talking about people gravitating towards DeJounte Murray a little bit more than they have been gravitating towards Trae Young. So that can cause division in your team, and if you are a team that's trying to build something, you can't have that. It's a disaster waiting to happen.
All right. His name is Eddie House. Thanks for the info. We appreciate you, Eddie. Thank you so much, buddy.
Thanks, Eddie.
Right on. You guys take care, man.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, and it's the most controversial segment of the week. Yes. Shop Talk is next right here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Rob G, in for Chris Broussard. Stick and stay.
For a little good talk outside of the sports in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Man, it is an Odd Couple. It's the Odd Couple TV theme song Thursday. And look who's on the field for the Rams, Rob G.
Pick coming.
Uh-oh. It is Baker Mayfield, but we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Discover, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. It's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt.
You see how easy that pass was?
Whatever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Rob G just threw up in his mouth.
It's a segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. This week's topic comes to us in-house.
Uh-oh.
Because we had the iHeart Premier Network's holiday party across the street. It's going on, I think, actually, as we speak here in Sherman Oaks, California. And my issue is with Rob Parker specifically.
What?
Because it is a company holiday, so technically anybody who works for the company can go. However, Rob Parker, because he's allowed to host from home most of the week, 3 days a week, is only in studio, what, like 8 hours a week, Alex, conservatively?
I'd say over under, yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, don't forget about the 4 hours I'm prepping before
right,
the
so
show.
8 hours
all
a
right,
week,
stop lying,
he is in the office, so to speak, quote unquote.
I'm training the youth of America.
Alex, we'll start with you. Is there a minimum you need to be in the office
in
for
order
you to be
to
able
party?
To go to the
wow.
holiday party?
1,000%. This guy's the guy that shows up to a holiday barbecue and just wants to eat everything, doesn't do anything. I'm part of the family. I did everything forever. Everybody, Rob, you should be in studio at least 4 days a week to have yourself go over there and enjoy all the buffalo wings you want, all the free drinks, and to peruse around and be like, it's good to see everybody kiss babies and shake hands.
You know I was doing a lot
I
of that.
I know you were.
I was running for mayor over there.
You probably won.
Andre, you buying this, what Rob G selling, or what? Andre sees me all the time.
Yeah, he's here most days, I think. Most days he's killing it. Preparing for the show, so yeah, he's here.
No, Rob Parker does kill it for the show. He is prepared for the show, but he's prepared at home. He's not here. So when Rob, I'm sure when you made your way across the street, had you not been a public figure, they'd be like, who the hell is that tall guy?
Who's that tall black guy right.
with a Magic City sweatshirt trying to get free food and drink?
And a pocket full of singles.
Right.
That sounds about right.
That's me all day. Rob G, I just went over. Everybody was happy to see me. They haven't seen me in a while. It was great. I mean, I'm just trying to be a team player.
Tell
I'm
not, them we haven't seen you in a while either.
Yeah. I'm
for
not
real.
One of these snooty on-air guys who doesn't come to the parties, never like takes part in anything. I wasn't at Disneyland last night.
Are you talking about Chris Broussard
no,
right now?
What
are
you
talking
about?
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
Look, Rob, you are a huge part of the premier iHeart company family. Probably even more so than me and Alex who are here every day. But even you got to admit,
that.
It's a little bit unsavory for you to walk into the holiday party with all these sales, IT, production people who are grinding in a cubicle 17 hours a day, and you walk in with a hoodie that says Magic City and a bunch of ones, and it's like, what's up, family? Where's the food at?
How are you?
And of course, Alex, you know I bought a to-go box.
Oh, I have no doubt. I have
did
no
I
doubt.
Rob G? I did,
you
right?
You did. And then you know what's funny is the Covino and Richo are leading here on Fox Sports Radio. They were going to head over across the street, too, and Rob's like, hey, I think I got a drink ticket I can give you guys to hook you up.
Well, I can see Rob walking around too. Hey, guys, you know that they have cheesecake across the street?
Oh, yeah, you know there's cheesecake over there.
If you want to get dessert, we could go to dessert over there because hey. I know a guy.
I could drive us.
I got a new car.
A new car. I did not drive it. Holiday parties, but we haven't had one in like 3 years.
No.
It's been a while.
And even then, it's weird to call it a holiday party because it's only like a couple of hours. And because it's like a 24/7 job that we have, inevitably there's people who can't go.
Right.
So like it's on during this show. We couldn't go.
We couldn't go. I only went for the first 30 or 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's tough because there's never a good time. We're like you said,
right.
This is not like we close down at 5 o'clock.
Exactly.
And everybody
and
can go to the party.
Can head down to the party.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's always one of those things. It's been that way my whole career. Like I've missed all those kind of things because. We're just always working.
Yeah. I mean,
you got to be here. You can't go to the party.
No, not unless it's Disneyland. They're handing out free tickets.
That's right.
I'll take the night off for that one.
But we did, didn't we have, we had our own odd couple party
we've
the first
year. We've had to
year.
Have our own because we're not at a time available to
That's
go
right.
to the other ones.
We usually do a pre-show one. We'll all get together an hour before the show.
That's right.
We do, and we do our show prep over some wings, and Alex has a vegan chili. By the way, ordering food with Alex at a restaurant when he was peak plant-based was the most uncomfortable situation.
No, it was not.
Because he's grilling this poor waitress.
No, it was not.
No idea what's in any of these
items. She said it's her job.
And he's just like, oh, and do you know what kind of seed oil do they use
right.
for that one?
Okay,
and,
that's extreme. I literally looked at her and I was like, hey, baby, what do you actually recommend? Is this actually plant-based?
And he's like, oh, that sounds really good. Oh, can you tell me what kind of meat that is?
I thought Alex went a little...
Do you want it or not?
I thought he went a little crazy when he was asking, because he did ask one time we were out and he asked a woman, is there rat hair in this? I just thought, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's why is rat like hair not vegan? Is that
no,
not?
It's not.
That's why I like me eating Alex better. He's just going to order what's on the menu and deal with it.
I actually do now. Right. Yeah, I do.
It's great.
All right, final hour of the program is coming up on a TV theme song Thursday. It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.